So sometimes I ask myself this question, what is God looking for? Well, in John chapter 4, verse 23, scripture says this, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and the truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Wow. The kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Who is the Father looking for? The true worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. My friend, never forget this. The God that we seek is in relentless pursuit of us.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
I'll never forget, a number of years ago, I was in the process, or right after water baptizing a young adult man, and he came to faith in Christ. And shortly thereafter, his mom was there, and his mom just was uncontrollably in tears. And I went up and said, just out of curiosity, why are you so emotional about this? Is it your son's baptism? Well, she says, you don't understand, Pastor. For years and years, I've been praying and praying and praying for my son to come to faith in Christ. And there were times I wanted to give up, but I kept on praying. There were times I told myself it's not worth it, but I kept on praying. There were times I just didn't feel that my prayers were reaching heaven, and I wanted to give up. My human nature wanted to give up, but I kept on praying. And now, for me to see him being baptized in water as this confession of faith is just incredible. Wow. You see, that's an example of an individual, in this case a mom, who is relentless about praying and interceding for her son. She would not give up praying for her son. Sometimes we as Christ followers, we give up way too early. Maybe it's a prayer request. Maybe it's our own personal relationship with the Lord. Maybe it's because of issues that we're dealing with, and we throw in the towel. We give up way too early. One of the things I've learned is that whenever you give up, you're not going to get your desired response. It's not going to happen because you've quit way too soon. Thank you for tuning in today to Rising Hour. We're going to continue our thoughts from actually all this week. We're using this theme, relentless. What does it mean to be relentless? We've been talking about this week, and how our Christian life is one that is set forth so that we can continue to serve God. And if we're going to quit, then we're not going to see the hand of God in our lives. Earlier this week, I defined the word relentless, according to Webster, as this: determined, passionate, refusing to give up. Yesterday, we read the story from Luke chapter 18, and if you have your Bibles, you may want to join with me in reading this, because Jesus gives us a parable in Luke chapter 18. I call it the parable of the relentless widow. Let me read it to you, and we read it yesterday and learned some lessons. I want to learn a few more lessons today as we close out this week's teachings of relentlessness. So we read from Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse number 1. It says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused, but finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. So now Jesus, in verse number 6, we're in Luke 18, kind of explains this parable. It says, "And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on this earth?" In other words, Jesus is trying to explain this parable. He said, look, this story that I'm telling you is about an unjust, ungodly judge. And if he finally gives in to the cry of this widow, how much more will a just God, will a loving God, the God whom we serve, have compassion and mercy upon us and grant us our request? A lot of lessons we can learn from this. We talked about this lesson yesterday. Let me just give you this statement as a reminder. Lesson number one is this: your relentlessness to seek God must supersede the enemy's relentlessness to bring you down. Indeed, we have to deal with the enemy. Indeed, the enemy is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. The enemy would love to bring us down. And the enemy, I have to say this, is indeed relentless about bringing our spiritual life down. So what we need in response is to be even more relentless to be dedicated to God. I gave you this lesson yesterday. You aren't defeated when life gets tough. You're only defeated when you quit. Push, pray until something happens. Is there a particular prayer need that you've been lifting up to God? Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Is there something you're approaching God's throne about? Keep on approaching. Keep on pursuing. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Because I believe that God's will is going to be done in the end. The other thing we talked about yesterday, and we'll kind of pick up from here today, is that each of us, we tend to pursue what is important to us. We all pursue what is important to us. I mentioned this yesterday. If physical fitness is important to you, then you're going to pursue physical fitness. If having fun is important to you, you're going to pursue having fun. If education is important to you, you're going to pursue education. If a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is most important to you, then you're going to pursue that. You pursue what's most important to you. We all have our priorities. Yeah, we all have our priorities. So one of the things we did is yesterday I mentioned my favorite verse, my life verse. It's found in Jeremiah 29:13, where it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." I love Jeremiah 29:11, but I don't want to stop there. Two verses later, it tells us how we can find God. And that's what I want to do in my pursuit of life. I want to find God. And Jeremiah 29:13 tells us how. "You will seek me and find me," the Lord says, "when you seek me with all your heart." I want to pursue my relationship with God with everything I have. So remember this. Here's a relentless lesson I want to give you today. You can't find God if you don't seek him. You can't find God if you don't seek him. One of the most popular scriptures in all of the Bible is Psalm 23:1, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What does it mean, I shall not want? Another version says, "I lack nothing." In other words, when the Lord is your shepherd, there's nothing else you need. You don't need to pursue anything else because you have everything you need in that personal relationship with the Lord. Think about the Christmas story. Matthew 2 tells us about the wise men who came from the east. Why? Because they were seeking the baby Jesus. They were seeking the baby Jesus. And they were in relentless pursuit of the baby Jesus. Today, I want you to think, do I have that kind of relentless pursuit? See, the wise men in Matthew 2, think about this. They had wisdom. They had wealth. They had high positions, but they were still lacking something. It was the Savior of the world, and they knew it. Once again, They had wealth, wisdom, positions, but they knew there's something lacking. No matter where you are in life, you are going to be lacking something if you don't have that personal relationship with the Lord. Today, I want to encourage you to pursue that relationship with the Lord, because when you seek the Lord, here's the good news. Here's a promise from Jeremiah 29:13. When you seek the Lord, you're going to find him. And once you find him, he's all you need. Someone once said this: when you realize that Jesus is all that you've got, you realize that Jesus is all that you need. Well, what else can we learn from this this relentless widow in Luke chapter 18? I want to share with you a few more thoughts. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church, and we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you're looking for a home church, come on by and join us. We gather together for worship every Sunday at 9:15 and then again at 11 o'clock. We also have Spanish worship in our multi-purpose center at 10:45 every Sunday morning. You're more than welcome to come and join us. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Once again, fortresschurch.org. So what are some lessons about relentlessness, about keep on keeping on? We're going to share a few more with you. We'll be right back right after this. Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org, or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Hi, this is Dallas Holm, and I just want to say thank you for listening to Rising Higher on KDRY.
Death can't keep me in the ground. Relentless. That's our topic this week here in Rising Higher. We're closing that out here in the last portion of this week. I define relentless in this manner: determined, passionate, refusing to give up. So we're learning some lessons from the relentless widow in Luke chapter 18. It's actually a parable that Jesus was teaching that we can learn from today. The last of the lessons I want to share with you is this: the one you need to seek is actually seeking you. In other words, we're talking about our need to relentlessly pursue the Lord. Can I remind you that the Lord is relentlessly pursuing you? In 1 John 4:19, Scripture says this: we love because he first loved us. So I remind you, the one you need to seek is actually seeking you. Question: have you ever been looking for something and didn't realize that it was right in front of you, or is right in your hands? Perhaps you were looking for your glasses and you didn't realize that they were on your head. Yeah. Has that ever happened to you? It happens to a lot of us, right? Sometimes we're looking for something that is right at our fingertips. You see, some of us don't realize that the answer to everything we need in life is right at our fingertips, or I could say just a prayer away. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. So what do I mean when I use this terminology, the God I seek is in relentless pursuit of me? Well, let's read a couple of scriptures. One of them, I want to read from Luke chapter 18. verse 8, and this is the last part of this parable that we've been looking at. Because here, as Jesus is closing out the teaching of this parable of the relentless widow, he says this, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Will he find faith on earth? In other words, Jesus is saying, hey, I'm teaching you this principle in Luke chapter 18, this parable about this relentless widow. And I want to correlate that to the fact that the Heavenly Father, he is seeking for people who have faith on this earth. So if God is looking for people with faith, may I ask you the question, is he going to find you? Is he going to find you? In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, we read another one of my favorite scriptures that talks about who God seeks. Let me read it to you. It says, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks." What? The Father is seeking individuals? Yes, he is. The Father is in pursuit of certain people? Yes, he is. What kind of those individuals is he seeking? Well, true worshipers who worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The true worshipers. So I ask you the question, is he going to find you? That time is coming. Someone once wrote this. I found this little poem, and the author says unknown. It says, "Rest if you must, but don't quit." And I want to encourage you with this, because we all are called to pursue the Lord. And the easy thing to do is quit along the way. Well, listen to this poem. "When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're traveling seems all uphill, when your funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but just don't quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won if he had stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems mighty slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver lining of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you are hardest hit. And when things seem worse, remember, just don't quit." Some of you who are listening to me even right now have been contemplating quitting. Maybe quitting in your job, maybe quitting in your marriage, maybe quitting there at your church, maybe quitting in your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and walking away from God, or maybe even quitting on life itself. My friend, you're never going to reach your goal if you quit. No, you're not. Today, I want to encourage you to pursue what God has called you to do, and that's a personal relationship with him. Don't quit. Be relentless. Keep on keeping on. Corinna, oh, she loved her son. He was the apple of her eye. She taught him the word of God, prayed over him, and believed in him. When her son, Mike, turned 18, things began to change. You see, he wanted to do his own thing and go his own way. The things of God no longer interested Mike. He got caught up in the things of the world, and one day, he was riding with his buddies when a cop pulled him over and found some drugs. Even though the drugs were not Mike's, he was taken into custody with the rest of his friends. They didn't know what the final verdict would be, but there was Mom praying and praying and praying. She was relentless in her prayers for her son. You see, through this time of walking away from God, Mom never stopped praying for her son, Mike. With great faith, she believed that his life would eventually one day be turned back to God. But with this legal issue, things seemed to be getting a little worse. Jail time? Well, through the grace of God, Mike was given only probation. Indeed, it was a miracle of God. God answered Mom's prayers. But these circumstances still didn't make Mike come back to God. He continued to live life away from God. And Mom, what did she do? She continued to pray. She was relentless in her intercession for her son. The problem was Mike continued to get in trouble. One thing after another, and Mike was going downhill every day. Things continued to get worse in his life. So there was a challenge. Should Mom just stop praying? Should she give up and pray for her son? One day, Mike was in a car accident and was rushed to the hospital. The good news that his life was not in danger. The bad news was that the doctors had to amputate his left leg. Oh, Mom was thinking, oh no, Mike is going to be mad at God. He's going to blame God. Well, actually, the opposite happened. This accident was Mike's wake-up call. He realized that for 8 years, he was running from God. And that day, he had one less leg, but a renewed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. How did this all happen? Why did this all happen? I believe that Mike came back to faith in God because he had a mom who was relentless in her prayers for her son. Relentless in her prayers. My friend, don't ever give up on praying for those who you love. In fact, I would venture to say that many of you are currently right now serving God because someone was praying for you. Could have been your mom, could have been your dad, could have been your grandpa or grandma, could be a faithful aunt, could have been a friend, it could be a wife or a husband praying for you to come to faith in Christ. Wow. I think that was so important. So important because look where you are today. My friend, don't give up. There was someone in your life who didn't give up on you. Now, you don't give up on other people. And certainly, never give up on God. My challenge for you today is this. Be relentless. As we read from Jeremiah 29:13, it's a promise from God. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. My friend, seeking God is not a 50% proposition. It's giving God your very best. Putting your past behind and going forward. And God will have a way of bringing you into his kingdom forever and ever. Heavenly Father, I come before you in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, acknowledging that your hand of blessing is always with us. Pray right now, Lord, that you would continue to lift us up. Lord, sometimes life gets difficult. Sometimes we face the challenges of life that we don't always understand why things happen. And there are times, Lord, that we are right on the verge of quitting, right on the verge of giving up. But today, Lord God, we thank you for the privilege that we have to serve you. We thank you, Lord God, that we make it our goal to keep on keeping on. Thank you for the story in Luke chapter 18 of the relentless widow. And Lord, may we find ourselves relentless in our pursuit of you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Fort Calvary Discipleship Training is a great resource based on Ephesians chapter 6. We learn the importance of spiritual growth and spiritual warfare. I'm taking a short segment today with Dario Gonzalez, the author. There is an underlying basic foundation from Ephesians chapter 6 in this book. Tell me how it relates to your discipleship book.
If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 6, you're going to notice that there's really 7 pieces of the armor, mm-hmm. really 6 pieces to the armor, and there's actually one that has to do with prayer. Mm-hmm. And so each of these is provided in each of the chapters, and each chapter has 3 sections. But in each of those chapters, there's an emphasis on one of the pieces of the armor of God and how that the young people can implement each one of those pieces. Mm-hmm. For example, if you take the helmet of salvation, salvation not only has to do with that God can save us from our sins, but he also is able to, whenever you look at scripture, he talks about salvation from our difficulties and hardships in life. And so in that particular chapter, it actually talks about how the young people can grow spiritually through their difficult times and hardships.
Mm-hmm. one of the things I love the way you do in this book, based on those seven items that you mentioned from Ephesians chapter 6. Of course, the Bible says we need to put on the armor of God, so you use the word acquiring. There's seven sections in the book: acquiring wisdom, acquiring accountability, acquiring respect, acquiring fearlessness, acquiring adaptability, acquiring responsibility, acquiring endurance. All those are important, and they correlate to the Ephesians chapter 6 model. Is that correct?
Yes, and if you notice in those particular attributes that you just mentioned, it actually spells the word warfare.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so it's like you start off with wisdom, and then you end up with endurance. And all of those are part of the book in that, for example, if you look at the belt of truth, when you think of the word truth, that's another thing that we find that throughout the scriptures, whenever it speaks about the word of truth, it's something that the Bible emphasizes that we're supposed to obey. And so that particular chapter in the book has to do with obedience and submitting to authority. And that's another part of the book.
Fort Calvary Discipleship Training. What a great resource. You can get your copy by emailing dgonzalez6214@gmail.com, or you can get it at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, Books a Million, or you can get your copy of this book at Fortress Church by calling 210-523-8111. That's Fort Calvary Discipleship Training by Dario Gonzalez. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher today here, and I pray that you're going to have a great, great weekend. Don't forget to spend time in church, in the body of Christ, because it is our calling to worship the Lord with the brothers and sisters of the Lord, with the family of God, right? And if you're looking for a place to worship, you are invited to Fortress Church right here on Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. We meet at 9:15. And 11 o'clock. If you do have a home church, I want to encourage you to be faithful right there where God has sent you. Serve, tithe, pray for your pastor. Yeah, be faithful right there where God has sent you. Amen. Check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Some of you often ask, well, how can I give to Rising Higher? You know, we don't petition for offerings, but those of you who do want to give, the easiest thing for you to do is go to fortresschurch.org. There we go. risinghigher.org is our podcast website. But fortresschurch.org, if you just go to give, there's a little drop-down menu if you want to give towards the radio ministry, and that's Rising Higher. Once again, that website, fortresschurch.org. Have a blessed weekend. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be blessed. Amen.